I have been riding around in some tricked-up cars this week, offering everything from a virtual reality ride through outer space in the back seat to a visual smorgasbord of comic books, movies, and surround sound in the back seat. Both are concepts, and you probably will never see anything like them on the roads. The idea is to show people what's possible, and I get to tell you all about them here on today's episode of Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Let's begin with the Batman car and the concept being touted at CES by Intel, the company best known for making computer chips and putting on those elaborate drone shows. Now, in a gist, you step into the back seat of what will be one day an autonomous driving car, buckle up, and then you get a choice of entertainment experiences. Want a visual comic book to play on the screen with sound? Well, that's one possibility. Or how about a movie trailer that comes complete with a button to buy tickets to the film on the remote? Or even better, the entire film itself. That's what I picked up in my demo here. It was cool, but come on. When might we actually see something like this? The Intel rep told me it was at least a decade away. Maybe sooner. Who knows? And that's better than the experience I had with Disney and the virtual reality ride around a racetrack in a real car with a concept game, because the company freely admits it's never coming out. I met Disney at the Speed Vegas racetrack on the outskirts of town, hopped in an Audi e-tron car, which is a new model, donned the Oculus Rift virtual reality headset, picked up a remote to play along with, and off the driver went around the track. Meanwhile, my brain zoned into another dimension as a game based on the Avengers movie played, allowing me to visit other planets and get involved in some pretty fun shoot-ups. Great! I could imagine the thrills kids will have in the back seat. No longer will they say, "Are we there yet?" Instead, they'll ask mom and dad to keep driving because the game just has a little bit longer to go. But yet, it was a concept, something Disney would like to see begin showing up in cars one day. Meanwhile, may I add that BMW gave a demo of a riderless motorcycle here at CES as well? It worked. It was thrilling, and it was so, so weird. Check out my Twitter and Facebook feed to see footage of this thing. How would you feel about seeing a riderless motorcycle drive down the street? Exactly. But who cares? It's CES after all. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Thanks for listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.